This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This just in, CNN says China lied about how the virus started and weren't transparent about what the results were and how many fatalities they had.
Surprise, surprise.
So many people want to know how quickly we go back to normal.
Normal, 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 normal.
Normal.
Normal?
Totally normal. Totally normal.
I want to be normal. Normal.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Since they will all be part of our lives very soon. On top of the list is, you know, which one do you take? If there are two, maybe three vaccines, how do you know which one you should take?
They're all equally terrible.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
If you are going outside, wear a mask.
Not now, not ever.
Afraid. You're afraid.
I'm better looking with the mask.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Now when we look back on it, the person who colluded with Russia was Hillary Clinton, and the person who got money from Russia was Joe Biden.
What kind of operation is this?
You jagaloons! You're failures!
They lied to you and us for 4 years on the most spectacular level.
I'd like to start on the historic nature of some of Joe Biden, the president-elect's pick.
The team that Biden has put forward is incredibly qualified, perhaps the most qualified cabinet that we're ever going to have.
History making.
A historic first, that's historic. Also historic. Historic. Another historic pick there.
We're not all so impressed.
Unchained and unstoppable.
This didn't even make sense to me because the signature on the ballot that was being compared to other signatures didn't even resemble in any way what they were comparing it to.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I was just going to a conservative website, and they described Bill Barr, the attorney general, as AWOL, absent without leave. AWOL Attorney General Bill Barr announced today he hasn't found any fraud. And this is what Giuliani said in his statement. With all due respect to the attorney general, there hasn't been any semblance of a Department of Justice investigation. I've heard the same thing from people inside. We have gathered ample evidence of illegal voting in at least six states, which they have not examined. We have many witnesses swearing under oath they saw crimes being committed in a connection with voter fraud. As far as we know, not a single one has been interviewed by the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice also hasn't audited any voting machines or used their subpoena powers to determine the truth. Nonetheless, we will continue our own pursuit of the truth through the judicial system and state legislatures and continue towards the Constitution's mandate and assuring that every legal vote is counted and every illegal vote is not. Again, with the greatest respect to the Attorney General. You know, when they keep saying that over and over again, with all due respect, they mean with no respect. His opinion appears to be without any knowledge or investigation of the substantial irregularities and evidence of the systemic fraud. And Giuliani issued that statement, by the way, with Jenna Ellis, who is who's the lead part of the president's team. All right, time now for the chump line.
Hey, Howie, do you think the same people who have been calling Bill Barr the devil for the last couple of years are now going to say, he's the hero we didn't know we needed. I want to get a magnet with his face on it.
Yes, they're going to get candles with his picture on it and mittens. You know you've really made it in the Moonbat community when they make mittens with your named after you. Right, Grace? They love their mittens.
So Sleepy Joe had a major fall, and blaming his dog took a lot of gall. He not only can't talk, now he can't walk. And our only hope is to get a recall.
How about a recount? I know that wouldn't work in a rhyme, but we don't need a recall. That would mean he was in office. We need a recount before he gets into office.
Howie, this is Champ. You know the thing, the dog. Thank God Grandpa fell over major. Otherwise, I'd be a chopped champ.
As opposed to a chopped chump. You get it? Get it? The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This year, missing the annual migration of the Canadian snowbirds as they make their way south to Florida. Since it's not safe for them to cross the border and drive their self-contained mobile motorhome south, they'll board a plane with a couple of hundred other people and fly. That's the great thing about science. Everyone has an opinion.
So Joe Biden got hurt playing with his dog. Yeah, a dog-faced pony soldier.
Hey, I'd forgotten all about that. Yeah, is Major a dog-faced pony soldier? Or is he, boy, he's the same breed as Rin Tin Tin. Rin Tin Tin was once the highest paid actor in Hollywood. Robert Mitchum, the guy I'm reading a book about, he used to like to talk about that. He said, don't tell me how good an actor you are. Rin Tin Tin used to be the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, can you believe that masked guy spitting on the female hikers in Ashburnham? That's the worst mass spitting incident in the Commonwealth since you last drove through the tolls. We're going to be fine.
I was once accused by the head of the union that represented the toll takers. I don't know what happened to that union because there aren't any more toll takers. He accused me of spitting on quarters before handing them over on my way home at night out of the city. I still deny that, even though the statute of limitations has long since expired. Do I look like the kind of guy who would spit into his own hand? Not even that nut in Ashburnham did stuff like that. By the way, I checked his records out today at the Federal Elections Commission. He gave $3,300 to assorted Democrats, half of it to Joe Biden, and now he's charged with a felony for spitting at those girls. At those young women, I should say.
Joe Biden said by the end of the week, he would be picking his kitchen cabinet, followed by his medicine cabinet.
I think his medicine cabinet's been there all along. I don't think he leaves home without it.
Jingle bells, Biden smells, the TDC dropped the egg. The election that they tried to steal, the Dems won't get their way. Hey!
I think that needs a little more work. Come back next week.
Dimension Joe nice. To Major Dog.
Hey!
Commencing takedown of mental fog.
Four.
Break my Two. Ankle and take me
Come
out
on,
of view.
It's a little weird, okay? It's the Joe Biden's fall is bringing out the musical instincts in the Chump Line callers today.
Joe Biden said he would ban outdoor dining, but you could still drink a Fresca.
Go ahead.
Harris waiting for Joe to fade away is like the Biden dogs waiting for the cat to make a wrong move.
Yeah. How long do you think Joe's got? I don't think he's got long. I don't think he's going to be president for very long. Some people were saying that they want to keep him in there for 2 years so then they could run her for two more complete terms after the first 2 years. That's the way the Constitution reads. I think you have to be there 731 days or less, or more? I don't know. 2 years anyway. You can run for a third term. That's what they'd like to do. That's one theory. I don't think I'm buying that. I don't think she's going to be a formidable candidate whenever she runs.
Is it too early to ask Biden to step down? Should we wait until his foot heals?
No one has ever stepped down for medical reasons, have they? I mean, unless you include death, I guess. But no one's ever said, I'm sick. No. I don't think Biden will be. Well, maybe he will be. Who knows?
Attorney General William Barr. Friend or foe?
It's an excellent question being asked all across the fruited plain today. I'm going to say he's reverting to his deep state roots. He's growing gills so he can survive in the swamp.
Joe's boot is nothing compared to the one that Kamala's going to give him.
A lot of people thinking along the same lines, aren't they, about this Biden-Harris administration, or is it Harris-Biden, as Joe sometimes calls it?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 5 p.m. Eastern Time every day. And if you would like to call the chump line, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you don't hear your message or you just want to hear more chopped chumps or chopped champs, as the caller said, chopped chumps, you can get them around 7 o'clock every evening, weekday evening, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This year, missing the annual migration of Canadian snowbirds as they make their way south to Florida. Since it's not safe for them to cross the border and drive their self-contained motor home south, they'll board a plane with a couple of hundred people and fly. That's the great thing about science. Everyone has an opinion.
Dementia Joe to Major Dog.
Hey.
Commencing to take down a mental fog.
Four.
Break my ankle and take me out
of
view.
I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beats chews. When you purchase two bags of Super Beats soft chews, they'll throw in a free bag of Super Beats chews and a free bag of vitamin D chews. Hurry to www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what is the... What's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you agree with A.G. Barr that there's no evidence of election fraud?
No, I would disagree with that.
96% disagree.
All right. It's going up, though, 1% an hour agreeing with him. They got a long way to go before they get to 50%, huh? All right. 844-500-4242. There was an interesting column in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, and it was about the proposal that's still alive to cancel all student debt, all college student debt. It's $1.6 or $1.7 trillion dollars, and they start writing about this economist named Thomas Piketty. And he's used surveys, post-election surveys from various Western countries, France, the UK, and the US, to track a remarkable evolution in left-wing political parties, from the Worker Party to the High Education Party. You know, it used to be the Democrats were the party of the working class. I would say Donald Trump has made the Republican Party the party of the working class. And Mr. Piketty refers to this new base, which the Democrats and other left-wing parties rely more and more on college graduates. He calls it the Brahmin left, as in the Indian upper caste, the Brahmin left. So as bases evolve, so do policies. This is a column in the Wall Street Journal. It is hardly a surprise that Chuck Schumer, who's been pushing the Democrats to embrace a suburban strategy, is now advising President-elect Joe Biden to forgive up to $50,000 in student loan debt for every graduate. How do you feel about that? I'm just going to throw that out as a question for the next couple of segments. Do you think that it's fair if you never went to college to suddenly see somebody who, you know, majored in gender studies suddenly getting something stupid that's not going to be an avenue to a decent lifestyle? Should they get a $50,000 write-off for making poor choices while you or your child went to trade school and learned a trade and you don't have any debt? Canceling student debt would play well with the Democrats' growing base of educated elites. They should put that in quotations, by the way, educated elites. I don't know how educated they are, really. They have sheepskins or diplomas, whatever you want to call them, but actual learning, I don't think there's too much of that going on even before the panic. But how much would help the workers who once formed the backbone of the Democrat Party? That's so true. Some would argue that forgiveness would help unburden Americans weighted down by student debt. But note which Americans will get most of the benefit if you, again, forgave $1.6 or $7 trillion in student debt. As the Brookings Institution's Adam Looney found last year, the fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren's proposal to forgive up to $50,000 of debt for Americans whose households earn less than $250,000 a year is regressive. Under her plan, the bottom 60% of households would receive only 34% of the benefit. That's because college graduates, even the ones who went into debt to pay for their degrees, tend to be relatively affluent. A blanket forgiveness of student debt would be a Brahmin bailout, meaning a bailout to the upper classes financially, or the upper classes economically, I should say, delivering economic benefits to the upper classes while doing nothing for the trucker in Toledo, Ohio, or the Waffle House waitress in Atlanta. It would increase divisions among the college-educated and the rest of the country without reforming the student lending system or bloated universities that created the debt problem. I mean, one reason why you have these bloated bureaucracies at all these colleges, and if you don't believe they have them, and you got a college kid in your house, just ask him to tell you how many administrators they have now in college. They have more administrators than they have people who actually teach classes, a lot more administrators. This is a large transfer of income to some of the wealthiest people with the best prospects in America. Stopping the Brahmin bailout would draw a line in the sand for the Democrat Party. It can choose to spend up to $1.6 trillion in taxpayer dollars to cancel all student debt, as socialist standard bearer Senator Bernie Sanders proposed during his presidential campaign, or it could focus resources instead on the least among us. So my question for you is going to be, when we come back, is do you believe that they should forgive all student loans? I don't know. No, why? I mean, a lot of people worked more than one job to keep their kids out of debt as like the ultimate present for them, or to keep the debt at a minimum. Okay, so we're going to do, we're going to do Hate Mail Monday, and then we'll come back with the, should there be a blanket forgiveness of student loan debt? 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And at 6 o'clock, we have a Charlie Parker press conference, yet another premium performance. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I think it's now time for Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
Even though it's Tuesday, we like to check in once a week with our fan mail and our fan emails and our fan voicemails. We have a lot of fans this show because we're so darn good and we're so darn popular.
And right? We're so darn lovable.
That's true.
It's funny, Howie, because, you know, sometimes if I don't do my news segment or something, I don't really get much. Uh, no one really reacts, but if we don't do hate mail all week, people ask for hate mail. It's almost like they enjoy hearing the awful things people are saying about you.
Eh. What do they think? It's it's like water off my back.
Yeah.
I don't think it's on the level.
Sure, sure. Okay, so let's get to it. I want to start with a very simple one from Hate Mail Granny. We know that Granny has always accepted the defeat of Hillary Clinton very well. She was really someone we should look up to as far as handling things with grace. Now she wants us to do the same and behave the same way she did. This is Cut 27.
There's no fraud. Trump lost. Suck it up.
Is she related to Paul Krugman, who says that nobody ever said that Trump was illegitimate, and then a column was found where he said exactly that?
That's the thing, Howie, and I wanted to say this while you were discussing the Paul Krugman thing. It'd be one thing if he said, oh, no one's ever said that, and then you brought up a few examples of people who have, and he could say, well, I don't consider so-and-so a reporter, or I don't consider, but it's him. He said it. It's really wild. The hypocrisy knows no bounds. I also wanted to read you this, Howie. Sometimes on Twitter, you get a lot of hate. You tweeted out a photo of yourself, and someone said, you should ask for a refund from the neurosurgeon who performed your lobotomy.
The lobotomy? Okay. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Another person says, you used to support the small guy in corruption. Now you're just a lackey for Trump's ego. You have no credibility and no soul. Do you have a soul, Howie? Would you like to fact check that? Where's Daniel Dale?
Where is my soul? I misplaced it. I think maybe I left it somewhere.
You spend a lot of time, Howie, especially lately, poking fun at Joe Biden. I would say giving him the needle. And some people think that you're worse than Joe Biden. This is Cut 27.
You're talking about Biden's stammering. At least Biden doesn't lie every other word out of his mouth. You people as worse as he is.
You people is worse than he is.
No, no, Howie. You people is worse as he is.
Is
get it right, sir.
Sorry about that.
At least Biden doesn't lie every other word out of his mouth. You people as worse as he is.
Is worse as he is.
That's
so
right.
So that means when he said that he had the most inclusive and extensive voter fraud organization in American political history, he was telling the truth.
I think this
guy. We don't need to hook him up to a lie detector test.
I think this guy was probably referring to the cut that we played a little bit last week when Biden gave a pre-Thanksgiving speech and referred to the Psalms
as palms.
As palms. And
yes.
We are only human. Did we play it? Yes. Did Howie make fun of Joe Biden a little bit? Yes. But what was he supposed to do?
Did we get 5 million views on Twitter? Yes.
Maybe we did.
We never knew what it really meant to go viral until we put that up there.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. You guys should check it out. You can check it out at Howie Carr Show on Twitter. By the way, Howie, Hate Mail Monday, even when it's on Tuesday, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence. They have the best bread ever. And I believe, Howie, they're the bread at 110 Grill. It's that bread company. So if you also want to check out the contest where you can win a free dinner with yours truly. Not if you're one of the people who's hating on me right now. I don't think I want to sit down for a free dinner with you.
You don't want to have dinner with Granny?
Granny, maybe a nap. Maybe a nap. But for the full dinner, I'd like some fans. So go to the 110 Grill in Plymouth. Sign up for the contest. It's starting today, the signups. And if you sign up, you get a free What Really Happened just for entering the contest. So make sure you do that today. And thank you to Piantedosi Baking Company. Okay, so Howie, we have a lot more voicemails to get to here. We are sometimes called ugly Americans, and this woman had the kindness to actually explain what she meant by ugly Americans. This is Cut 25.
You know, you people there are a bunch of ugly Americans. You know what that means? You're an embarrassment. You are an embarrassment to us Americans.
She's kind of dating herself by using the term ugly Americans. That was a book, I believe, in the 1950s. And she seems very conversant with it, even though I didn't know anyone had read the thing in about 50 years or so.
Now you're being ageist, which is it's just going to bring on more hate, Howie. Hate breeds hate.
I'm just pointing out that, you know, I'm not sure how much of a beautiful person she really is if she's conversant with that book, if she read that book in her not so golden years.
Howie, another person responded to one of your tweets about your column and said, "I've never listened to your show, Howie. After reading a few of your tweets, now I know why."
My tweets are excellent, I would say. They are so pithy, and in some of them get 5 million hits.
Right, Taylor. Another person
says,
"Well,
one of them once."
Another person says, "Howie, you are the reason people hate reporters."
I'm the reason?
Yes. And if you dare bring up Paul Krugman right now, Howie, if you embarrass him again on this show, I will not have it.
What did I do? I always like to get a citation for why. What have I done as a reporter recently to make someone hate me?
I have to say, citations in 2020 are few and far between. We do not run into them quite often. A lot of this hate...
Ad hominem attacks are more in fashion.
Exactly. These hateful messages sometimes appear without evidence, as Nancy Pelosi might say. Howie, I have another voicemail to get to. This is cut 26.
You guys are a joke. Everything that you see is a joke. All of it.
Good.
Laugh it up.
We're a sitcom. This is a four-hour sitcom every day.
I know.
And we don't even have a laugh track. Do you think we should have a laugh track? Taylor, how about a little bit of a laugh track here for the next couple of hate mails?
I would love a laugh track. It really keeps you on beat, I think.
That's why I like having VIPs in the studio when I'm up there in Boston, because it's kind of, I mean, it's a small laugh track. But you can turn into
Rodney Dangerfield when they're here. You start going, oh, yeah, hey, and pointing at
just
them.
Just got back from Lost Wages. Lost Wages.
Well, it's a big crowd. Okay, Howie, so I have another. So Howie does get a lot of hate. He definitely gets the bulk of the hate on the show. I also get some hate. I tweeted out my Joe Biden column a few times this weekend because it just sometimes, Howie, and you'll understand this, the timing just works. And I wrote about the cat that Joe Biden was going to have in the White House.
Right.
And I wrote about him having dogs on his socks. And then he tripped and twist his ankle. So obviously I had to capitalize on the current events and I kept tweeting it out. And I said, this is the last time I'm going to tweet it out. Don't forget to check out my column. This person wrote, well, you've only posted your dweeby article 5 times. Maybe 5 more will do the trick. And then...
How many times did you post it, Grace?
4 or 5. I only reposted it from your account once, though, which I thought was pretty good of me. Howie, another person wrote to you, if you support/enable Trump, you too are the worst kind of pimple in our country. Your stench is deep, wide, horrific. This is kind of an artistic comment.
Yeah. My
stench. Shucks.
My stench can be overpowering, but I don't think it can be deep, can it? And wide. A trench can be deep and wide, but not a stench. Hey-oh!
There's always someone... Taylor, do you notice this? There's always someone in the laugh track who has a crazy laugh. They go, ho, 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 something wild. Howie, and this last hate mail is actually for me, but I thought you'd really enjoy it. So we sent out an email a few weeks ago talking about the major announcement, which was I'm getting my own show January 4th on RKO. And we sent it out with the headline, major announcement at 3 p.m. A lot of people responded to the email when they opened it and said, this is great. Congratulations. Way more people responded with that kind of, you know, nice response.
Yes. A neighborly
exactly.
response,
neighborly.
As Governor Waltz likes to put it in Minnesota. It's neighborly to shut down all the restaurants and the bars and the gyms and the barbershops, and the salons, etc.
But
neighborly.
Sometimes, Howie, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And sometimes the most hateful message gets read on Hate Mail Monday. This person wrote back in all caps, Grace getting a show is not a major announcement. Frankly, I'm glad she is going. I don't care about anything she has to say. You could do better with a hamster, Howie. Put a hamster behind the microphone, and I would like that more. Maybe a gerbil.
A hamster. You've been compared to a hamster, Grace.
It made me laugh. I like when people are creative. If you're going to be hateful towards us, which I know people will be, please be creative. That's why Balloonhead Guy gets played a lot. By the way, Balloonhead Man, you are slacking. You need to pick that up a little bit. Howie, that is Hate Mail Monday on a Tuesday. Do not forget, guys, check out Piantedosi Baking Company and sign up to win a free dinner with me. Go to the 110 Grill in Plymouth and ask how to enter the contest.
I heard a rumor that Balloonhead is on his way down to the 110 Grill in Plymouth. He's going to enter the contest.
That's not even funny. That would be such... No! No laugh track! Oh, wait, I really like this laugh track. I want to do this more often.
I like the old Sergeant Bilko laugh track. I was, like, really young when when Sergeant Bilko, the Phil Silver show, was on, and they had this one guy who went... Bleh!
Howie,
bleh!
You know how you can tell
I'd like to meet that guy.
I'm going to tell you this right now, and I don't want to be hateful. You know how you know you're old is that now you are being picky about what laugh tracks we're going to have, and you're picking out ones from shows that I've never heard of. Now, Taylor, I'm sure you've heard
Sergeant,
of this show.
Sergeant Bilko was right. It was a popular show on CBS.
When?
And you know what they did at back around the time The Ugly American was on the bestseller list? And do you know what they did at the end of the show? They would announce what Army and other military hospitals they were going to send cartons of R.J. Reynolds cigarettes, Camels, Winston's, and Salem's, too.
That's kind of nice.
I prefer the live in-studio laughter of the Colgate Comedy Hour myself.
Oh, my God. It is a battle of the old men right now, and
That's even before I was born, I think.
I feel like you guys are creating new hate right now during this conversation, and I thank you for that.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier, and the reviews are in. Beatrice emailed me, and Nancy sent me a card. The reviews are all the same. The Thunderstorm really, really works. It's winter is coming on, so plan now. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system. Eden Pure is able to do this due to the huge success from the Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been tremendous, and Eden Pure is passing on those savings to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor.
And Howie, we had a lot of rain here yesterday in Massachusetts, and
yes,
you notice after it rains, the air feels cleaner, everything kind of feels a lot fresher. And the thing about the Thunderstorm is you can have that all year round, even when your windows are closed or if it's cold out, it just feels better in the house.
Did you get your power back in the house, Grace?
I did. I did. My internet went out for a bit, but my power is back.
Good. Congrats.
Thanks.
You know, with Eden Pure, it could be pet odor, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell lingering in your basement. I've seen large air purification systems that cost $1,000 and take up a lot of space. When you take advantage of this BOGO offer, buy one, get one, the Thunderstorm is below $100 and doesn't take up any room. Also, no filters are needed. Take advantage of the BOGO offer now and experience yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word HowieBOGO. That's EdenPure.com, HowieBOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
So I want to talk about this, the Brahmin bailout, as the Wall Street Journal calls it, giving $50,000 in forgiveness, at least, and you know it would be more than that eventually, to everybody who's got college student loans forgiveness. And it's ridiculous. If you're going to do that, can I get my car payments forgiven? Can I get my mortgage forgiven? I mean, come on. Why does somebody who went to college, and especially when they didn't, you know, if you picked up some skill that's necessary, you know, that's value to society, that might be one thing. But a lot of these people, the majority of people that are going to be getting these bailouts or would be getting these bailouts are people that are Bernie bros. Why do you think Bernie endorsed it? Because it was for people like like his supporters who live in basements and majored in ridiculous subjects, and now it's of no use to them in the workplace. So they're just stuck. And it's not my fault if they're stuck. It's not your fault if you're stuck, especially if you paid your own way through college or you didn't go to college. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi. So in Maine, there's a program where if you get a degree, a STEM degree from any college in Maine, and then work in Maine, they'll pay back your school loans over 10 years up to the cost of tuition at UMaine.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds more valuable to society, doesn't it? I mean, they have a problem with people leaving Maine because they want to escape the weather or the older population or for whatever reason, right? So you try to keep people in the state.
Yeah, or escape Governor Mills. Yeah, all kinds of reasons.
I hadn't even thought about that one. Yeah, that's probably number one over the reasons I cited for leaving the state. Go ahead.
Yeah, and any 2-year degree, they'll pay your tuition at the rate of a cost at the community college. So if you go get, to be an electrician or something, they'll cover the cost of that tuition again over the 10 years that you work here. So, yeah, it does make you have to stay here. But, honestly, you could go anyplace else and make more money probably, and it's not a problem. But,
yeah.
But do the high schools tell the kids? No, they don't. Does the university even tell the kids? No. It's ridiculous.
I'm just thinking of something, Lisa. I mean, how do they enforce that? Say I wanted to sign up for that program and not have to pay any tuition at UMaine, and then I just decide to leave when I graduate. How are they going to stop me from leaving, right?
No, you take out the school loans, and then as you work in May, then you pay your first year school loans when you work, and then it's like a fully refundable tax.
Oh, I see. So you have to work it down. It is. It's like a mortgage or something where you're paying it off every year, just by staying in the state of Maine. I don't know. That's a better deal than a blanket forgiveness. And again, it's not going to be $50,000 because somebody's going to say, "Oh, I had so many problems. I came from a broken home. I had psoriasis, the heartbreak of psoriasis. I need a bigger write off." And oh, it'll be a mess. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie, I learned more in 12 weeks at Paris Island than I did in 4 years of college. But I digress. my daughter's going to one of the best schools in the city of Boston, and it's $64,000 a year. Thank God my ex-wife works there, so she's going on the schneid. But I have to pick up the $14,000 a year for her residence, And the funny thing is, she's home. She went to school late. Yeah. She's already home.
I know. If I still had kids in college, I'd be going crazy, just like I'm sure you are, Johnny. You got to write that check, and they're not going anywhere. Ugh, what a mess. I'm Howie Carr.